What's good, y'all? Fatboy Chronicles. Thank you for being with me. I appreciate it. All the love, all the support. Y'all listening in on this podcast. I know sometimes I don't be on here like I should, but I appreciate all of you who listened over the time that I've been doing my podcast. I really, really do appreciate it. Keep listening, keep grinding, keep doing y'all thing. I appreciate all of the support and hope that the support continues. Not asking for no money, not asking for no bread, not asking for nothing. Just asking for you to click on that. Click on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts and check out your boy Fatboy Chronicles. Having said all that, I'm going to step into my topic for today. I'm going to talk about Kendrick Lamar's new album. And this is going to be a really short review. This is not going to be a long, extended review. So I listened to some tracks from Kendrick's new album. Lyrically, I'm impressed. Actually, I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be impressed at all because Kendrick always lyrically comes with it. The production on it was not that great. I'm sorry. I do like that song with him and Kodak Black. That's a really good song. Other than that, most of the album is kind of like all over the place. I mean, lyrically, you know, like I said, Kendrick does what he does. But the album is just kind of all over the place. I think it's just because, you know, Kendrick, this is his last album with TDE. I don't know what he's going to do after this. I think he was just putting something out just to fulfill the obligation of it. I don't think he put a lot of effort into it. I don't know why he's leaving TDE personally. I guess his contract is up or whatever they're going to do. But this album is less than satisfactory. Damn was a really good album. His first album, Good Kid, Mad City. His mainstream album, I mean. You know, because he had other albums as K-Dot. But his mainstream, Good Kid, Mad City, excellent album, dope album. Damn is a good album. He has really good songs on there, but this particular album, I feel like he was just kind of rushing through it and kind of like, okay, I'ma just get some guys that do production and then I'ma just have them go ahead and, you know, put a beat on and then I'ma just do whatever I do over the beat. Like I said, lyrically, it is a dope album. But sonically, musically, could have been way, way better. Could have been done way better. But again, I think that's attributed to the fact that he's leaving TDE. And if for those who don't know what TDE is, that's Top Dog Entertainment. That's the label that he signed to. He's been signing them since 2012 or 14, one of the two. But he's been signed with them for a while. Actually, probably I think before that he was signed with them. They also have Schoolboy Q over there, SZA, really good artists over there actually at TDE. And Kendrick actually is their flag dude. He's the dude that signed first before everybody else. So all in all, if I was going to grade it 1 through 10, I'm going to give it maybe a 6, 6.5. Only because, like I said, I like the song with him and Kodak Black. The production is literally, I give it like a 1, 1.5, if that. Or a half of a 1. Because it's really, really bad. It's not that great. But the lyrically, it's Kendrick. It's Kendrick. It's what he's always done. It's what he's always will do. He always spits and puts some game into what he's rapping. And also, yeah, it's just the production just throwing me off. And then again, it's all over the place. It's not a real like centered focus type of song. It's just a whole bunch of songs put together and it's just all over the place. It's all over the place. But when you listen to it, kind of keep your ear open, listen to the lyrical part of it and not so much necessarily of the beat and the rhythm, because I know nowadays that's what most people listen to. I'm from the old school. We listen to the lyrical and then we listen to the beat afterwards. So I'm more of a lyrical listener. And if the lyrics is popping and doing what it's supposed to do, the album will, you know, take care of itself most of the time. But nowadays, because the production is such a strong emphasis, the album's not going to do that great. So that's my interpretation and my review of Kendrick's new album. Take a listen. You might think something totally different. All right, y'all. Fatboy Chronicles, get at me. You know where I be.